Gray and school district attorney Elizabeth Einan-Kokrida came under fire at last Monday's special meeting following an Omaha World Herald report that the two knew of emails sent by Nancy Sebring well before she resigned her position as incoming superintendent. Sebring resigned June 2nd following reports that she sent and received sexually explicit emails from her Des Moines Public Schools account. At that time, Gray said she'd just become aware of those emails. Last week's special meeting also drew criticism from some attendees when no public comment was taken regarding who knew about the emails and when. Board President Gray told the audience public comment would be taken at tonight's meeting. Also last week, the Douglas County Republican Party filed a complaint against Gray. The complaint, filed Thursday with the Nebraska Accountability and Disclosure Commission, alleges Gray voted in favor of more than $60,000 in expenditures to organizations of which her husband, City Councilman Ben Gray, is a board member. Republican Party officials say it's a conflict of interest and Gray should have recused herself. In a statement issued late Sunday night, Gray said that as of Friday, that complaint had not been filed. She says, quote, "It is disappointing that a group can make such a claim without any actual supporting documentation. It is meritless and politically motivated," end quote. Gray says her husband did not benefit financially from the expenditures. The OPS board meets at 6:30 this evening. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Katie Schubert.